Hi everyone, welcome back to episode 3 of Rewire with Aisha. Wow, we are to episode 3 now. So, aaj ki video na, mera intent samajna. Mujhe koi gyan nahi baatna, na hi koi expert ho mein relationships mein. But these are a few things jo mujhe lagta hai that if I knew, I would have, you know, handled my relationships better, be it with friends, family, or even with a partner. So let me share these with you, and you can then let me know, reach out to me and let me know if these are something that makes sense to you and if these add value to your already inbuilt system of how you handle your relationships. Okay, now it's a very delicate subject, trust me, but in times of conflict, or you know, when you're lost, if something like this comes up, if my podcast comes up to you in that time, and if you make if you understand, if it makes sense to you in any form, then I would be glad. And I think it's high time we call spade a spade, and if there's something that needs to be understood, and if it's a valuable lesson, why not take it? Okay, now first relationship advice that I would give you is, respect is the foremost thing that you need to have in your relationship with anybody in your life, any friend, any partner, your family members. Hum bolte hain aksar hai ki badon ko izzat do, okay, but you know, I also believe that if someone is constantly disrespecting you, demeaning you, to wo fir kitne hi bade ho, they don't deserve respect. Ya to fir aap, agar aapko respect nahi unko dena hai, they don't deserve it, don't talk to them. Because, you know, respect is earned, I believe. Okay, now if it is in case of your partner, then you have to respect him or her. Okay, while you expect it in return, you also have to give it. Never forget that, okay? So, good relationships are forged more on how a couple handles the bad times and the good times. And how you talk to each other when there's a bad time is where the respect comes, okay? You need to fight fair. Don't get into name-calling or fits of rage. So, anger management is only something that you learn how a person manages their anger in times of, you know, conflicts, where you understand how that person is managing anger and still talking to you respectfully. Second, I believe if you have to change for someone, okay, slight changes here and there, leaving, quitting bad habits is fine, but never change for someone until you no longer recognize yourself. Trust me, this is the worst feeling, because when you fall to that level, it's very, very difficult to rise up, okay? It's not impossible, but it's very difficult, because see, if you fall madly in love with someone, that's fine, but you should not get lost. Your identity should not get lost, okay? You should change aspects of yourself only where there are flaws. Now, don't get me wrong where I mean that, oh, flaws are not okay. I don't mean imperfections in your body, in your skin. If there are habitual flaws that you know are doing you damage and you want to become a better person, and if the other person is helping you change those things, that's fine. But leaving things that you like to do or having a dominance over you until they change you to a point that you don't recognize yourself, that's not fair. Third, don't marry for money. You will have nothing when it's gone. Trust me, you have to prioritize love always. So the biggest lesson is that prioritize love, real love. Okay, so you need to trust your heart and don't force yourself or force something to work, some relationship to work, just because it's a good story, or you know, he seems to be perfect, she seems to be perfect on a paper. No, don't marry for money. Okay, don't even be with someone for the sake of money. If you are into, you know, that just because he or she is rich, I have to be with that person, that's not going to take you any longer. Okay, it's not going to take you any long. Fourth point is, never ever settle. Okay, keep your standards as high as you want them. Now, this is for both men and women. There are certain things that we fail to compromise on. But ये जब प्यार व्यार का चक्कर होता है या फिर आपको फ्रेंडशिप में भी कुछ बहुत ज़्यादा वाइब पसंद आ जाती है लोगों की, तो यू कॉम्प्रोमाइज ऑन सर्टन थिंग्स एंड यू जस्ट सेटल इन टू दैट रिलेशनशिप. डोंट डू दैट, बिकॉज इट्स अलोन. इट्स बेटर टू बी अलोन दैन विशिंग टू बी दैट यू आर अलोन वैन यू आर इन अ रॉन्ग रिलेशनशिप. सो डोंट सेटल फॉर लेस. फिगर आउट ऑल दी एस्पेक्ट्स एंड ओनली देन get into, you know, a relationship that's going to add value to your life. And the last bit is find the one who supports you. Now, supports ko na underline karlo, highlight karlo. See, support is in a lot of form. If you are a housewife, you would feel that, oh, the person that I marry should support me in housework. If you are someone who's working and still managing home, you would still expect that between a husband and wife or between two partners, there is support. If you are someone who's chasing dreams, you would want that your partner, be it he or she, is supporting you in chasing those dreams and, you know, building an empire together. So that support is very, very important, okay? See, you cannot have it all. That's very, very difficult, okay? But it is possible without support. If you have the right support, you can, you know, manage your success, you can have work-life balance, and also you can be happy, okay? When you have an incredibly awesome, involved, and an equal partner. Ye tino words na, aise dimaag mein dal lo. Awesome, involved, and equal partner. जहाँ भी आपको लगे कि योर पार्टनर इज़ नॉट ट्रीटिंग यू इक्वल, बी इट ही और शी, अगर वो आपको डिमीन कर रहे हैं, दे आर नॉट सपोर्टिंग यू इन एनी फॉर्म, लाइक आई सेड अर्लियर, दैट्स दैट रिलेशनशिप इज़ नॉट फॉर यू. मे बी दे आर नॉट फॉर यू, दे माइट जेल विद समवन लाइक देम एंड दैट रिलेशनशिप माइट वर्क फॉर देम, बट इट्स नॉट वर्किंग फॉर यू. ओके, सो हियर यू हैव इट, वेदर इट्स द लिटिल थिंग्स और द बिग पिक्चर अबाउट लाइफ एंड लव, these things always, these five rules always, always work. Agar aapko judge karna ho na that where you are going in terms of your relationship with a friend or a partner, ye 5 points ko inspect kar lo, you will get your answer. So that was it for today's podcast episode. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope it added value to your life because you invested 7 minutes of listening to me. So yeah, till then, I'll see you in my next episode with a new topic to discuss.